Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier tells VOA troops are clearing the city block by block and then handing the cleared areas over to the Iraqi police, army, and volunteers. As the fighting began, there was increased concern about the plight of civilians trapped inside the city. Fallujah has been under siege for 6 months, and very little food or medicine has been allowed into it. Iraq's lawmakers are preparing to negotiate an end to the country's months-long political paralysis. Addressing Parliament Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on lawmakers to set aside their differences until the fight for Fallujah is over. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Anne Look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kham said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. And look, Dakar.
Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. The battles have drawn in Turkish and coalition warplanes and Kurdish militiamen. This is VOA News. It's Memorial Day in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama commemorated the nation's war dead today, calling on Americans to help the families of fallen soldiers.
We are so proud of them. We are so grateful for their sacrifice. We are so thankful to those families of the fallen.
Mr. Obama noted that less than 1% of Americans are in the military, meaning that many people do not know anyone currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister after gaining the support of the cabinet and parliament. The tough-talking nationalist is one of Israel's most polarizing politicians. He joins the cabinet as his Yisrael Beitenu party becomes a part of the coalition government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Media reports say one person was killed in Turkey Monday when an explosion went off in the town of Salopi. The explosion happened in a predominantly Kurdish area of Turkey that has seen recent fighting between Kurdish militants and security forces. Authorities say many of the wounded in the explosion that went off when a police vehicle was passing by. A photograph showing a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year was posted on the internet Sunday with a man holding up a sign that read in part, "This is my last chance." Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the Al-Nusra Front. A spokesman says the Japanese government is doing what it can to free him. Japanese and South Korean officials say they have detected signs that North Korea is possibly planning a ballistic missile launch. Japanese broadcaster NHK said the government has put its military on alert for a possible launch. Taliban militants have intensified battlefield attacks in Afghanistan's Helmand province, killing around 57 Afghan troops and wounding 37. Afghan officials say fighting has raged since Saturday when the Taliban launched a string of assaults on three districts. Mexican police have rescued football player Alan Pulido, who was kidnapped on Saturday night. Officials say the rescue operation took place in the northeast border state of Tamaulipas. Pulido, who plays with a Greek football club, Olympiacos, was abducted by gunmen outside his home in the town of Ciudad Victoria as he left a party. Following his rescue, he appeared at a news conference with police and told reporters he's doing very well. A U.S. Federal Bank president speaking at an international conference in South Korea says the global markets seem to be poised for an interest rate hike this summer. James Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve in St. Louis, said his outlook is not too surprising since signs are pointing to a second quarter rebound in the U.S. gross domestic product. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.